please.
The first application tonight is case 11,838. Larry F. Silcott and Francis A. Silcott seek variances from the front yard, side yard, and rear yard setbacks, section 115-25C of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the east side of Bucks Branch Road, approximately 0.38 mile north of Atlanta Road. The 911 address is 20823 Bucks Branch Road, Seaford. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 531, Map 3, Parcel 77. Specifically, they're requesting a 2.8-foot variance from the front, a 6.9-foot variance from the side, and a 9.9-foot variance from the rear. Received no letters in support, no letters in opposition, no mail returns. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman.
Good evening, sir.
My name is Robert Witzel. I'm here on behalf of Larry F. and Francis A. Silcott. My offices are located at 120 South Bedford Street in Georgetown. And I just have one witness who is Mr. Silcott, who's ready to be sworn in.
All right, sir.
That's okay. Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Larry F. Silcott, 20823 Bucks Branch Road, Seaford.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Oh, yes, sir.
Thank you.
I'd like to incorporate into our findings of fact Ms. Cornwall's statement as to the location of the premises. This is on Bucks Branch Road. It's just down from Wesley Church near Seaford. And Mr. Silcott, if you'd like to have a seat for a minute, I'll have you confirm my introductory statements at the very least. Mr. and Mrs. Silcott have a very unusually shaped parcel of land. It's 106 feet deep on Bucks Branch Road, and it is actually configured like a sword. If you have my Google map printout in my blue package that I provided to the board a couple of weeks ago, you see that the sword-like shape of this property, it's 556 feet on one side and 555 and a half on the other, with the maximum depth of 106 feet. The really only buildable area, which has already been built upon 100 years ago, is in the hilt of the sword on the north side where the Silcott's house is. They bought from Gilbert Brothers Feed Service in 1981, and that purchase consisted of the house and several outbuildings. There are on the, as you look at that Google map, on the left-hand side, there are presently two older sheds, which Mr. Silcott will remove, provided the variances are granted and he can place his 40 by 50 foot proposed building. He will be much more articulate about the reasons and need for the building than I, but he has a new 33 and a half foot long by 10 foot wide by 12 foot 10 inch high mobile home, and the pickup truck that tows that is the towed or is it a self?
No, it's a motor.
Motor. And he also has need to store his pickup truck in there as well. Again, the two older buildings, including the metal shed, will be removed from that location. As you can see from the survey printout that was provided to you, the buildable area is significantly minor on this property. It consists of just about 2-story frame dwelling, which is non-conforming itself. It encroaches into the front yard setback. There are two other sheds on the right-hand side of the property as you look at it. On the south side, that Mr. Silcott will describe to you. He has memorabilia in one, and his wife's new car is in the other one. Looking at this map, it's virtually impossible to imagine how any structure could be placed on the property without a variance. Even the 2-story frame original dwelling significantly encroaches into the front yard setback, which is non-conforming. We're not asking for any variances for that. The other two existing sheds on the south side are non-conforming as well. and he has no plans to move them or replace them. The irregularity of the lot is the main necessity for this variance. Mr. Rickards, you have in the past questioned proposed garages. I've looked through the record for the past year, and there have been at least one garage that has been denied for reasons that it was self-imposed, and I've thought about that a lot for this evening, because I imagined you might bring up the issue, is this really a self-imposed structure, self-imposed need for a variance? And really, when you look at a lot of this configuration and the narrowness of the lot, there is a distinguishment that needs to be made between a desire or a need for a structure on a building and whether or not that is self-imposed. Not every structure that is desired to be placed on a building can be described as a self-imposed hardship. Clearly, any structure, except for perhaps a 10 by 12 foot shed, would require a variance here. I remember one of your decisions in March stating that instead of a structure over 600 square feet, couldn't the applicant have a structure less than 600 square feet, which then could fit into the side yard setback of 5 feet for an accessory building? Here, Mr. Silcott will describe to you his need, his desire for a larger building to house his manufactured home. And I think that with reasonable consideration, you will distinguish between a self-imposed hardship and a real need for a structure on a lot that is virtually impossible to build upon without a variance. Having said that, I'm going to briefly go through the standards which we must meet. I might be repetitive with things that I've already said, but in terms of uniqueness of the property, both the survey and the Google map and the pictures which I've described, provided to you, which we'll go through with Mr. Silcott in just a minute, show a very irregular shaped parcel. It's a skinny parcel. As you may recall, Mr. Willard brought an application to you several months ago with a skinny lot, and even your findings referred to it as skinnier. I can't imagine any lot skinnier than this in its short sword-like fashion. Larry, if you could come up for just a minute, I'm going to have you this is the Google map that I've made reference to. The white structure where the 555 is,
yes, sir,
is your main residence?
Yes, sir.
And to the left of that, there's a reddish structure.
That's a van sitting there. That's the metal roof that's in on the building in that picture, and then the other building behind it is the other building.
Sir, gentlemen, that would be on the left-hand side. Those are the two sheds which you will remove?
Yes, sir, on the north end of the property.
Thank you. This is the photo of your residence?
Yes, sir.
Which encroaches already approximately 16 feet in the major part of the house, let alone the front portion here?
Yes, sir.
This photograph of the metal shed is the metal shed which you intend to remove together with this shed behind it?
Yes, the two in that picture. Yes, sir.
And finally, this is the photograph from the south end of the skinny end of the property?
On the south end of the property, looking north. Yes.
There's no possibility whatsoever for you to put any structure on the skinny end of that
property? No, sir, because it just tapers down, like you see. And also, in that picture, that was taken a long time ago. This was a swimming pool. It's all gone. It's not there anymore at all.
You removed that?
Yes, sir.
Would you briefly describe, because you can do it much better than I, Larry, the your need for the pole barn for the for your motorhome?
Yes, sir. Well, first of all, the buildings are very old. They need to be replaced anyway. As you can see in that one picture, this is the metal, the steel building, and you can see how rusty the roof is. It's there when we moved there, and it was, I don't know how old it is, but it houses my tools and mower and the typical things that people have, you know. And I'd like to make the building bigger so that I can get my motorhome and my pickup inside, as well as the tools and stuff that are contained in these buildings.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of consolidate, so to speak. I don't know what word, you know.
That's good.
But that's basically what I'd like to do, sir.
You've had the opportunity to talk to your neighbor, Mr. Rhodes?
Yes, sir.
And he has no objection to this application?
No, in fact, he signed that paper there saying that he didn't have any problem.
We submitted that into the record. Do you have any other approximate neighbors?
No. In fact, Mr. Rhodes had signed the letter saying he didn't have a problem with anything as the gentleman that lives here. And as you can see, there's farm field in front and behind and woods here.
Right.
It shouldn't affect really anybody.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Silcott.
Okay, thank you.
Going through the rest of the standards, the property could not otherwise be developed without the need for a variance, there is no possibility that any structure except for perhaps a doghouse or a small shed could be placed on this narrow property without a variance. Mr. Silcott bought this property, and with its narrowness, there were pre-existing non-conforming structures on it. He's removing two of them and replacing those two with a building that's just about 55% larger than those two sheds, if you took into consideration the area of the buildings that are being removed and the area of the building that's being that is being replaced by them. This is a rural and agricultural area. The one adjacent neighbor has signed off on the application, not being opposed to it. We don't believe this will alter the essential character of the neighborhood. The variance requested is the minimum variance that is required to complete this structure, which Mr. Silcott has talked to you about. That one application that I discussed, Mr. Rickards, it was countered by the board's approval of case number 11-11724, application of Deborah Haley, back in February, where you did approve a proposed attached garage, which required two setback variances, one of 7.4 feet and one of 4.2 feet. That was also in a regularly shaped lot. And the board wisely, we believe, found that the character of the neighborhood would not be altered, that the shape of the property made it unique. It was a very similar application to this application, and you approved it by a vote of 5-0. That skinny lot application that I mentioned Mr. Willard brought to you was case number 11778 of Carol Walker. And that was a request for variances from both the side yard and the rear yard setback for an addition and a shed. And you found that the property was unduly narrow and sloped away from the building, and found that the variances were appropriate for that. Case number 11-17-78, Carol Walker. That concludes our presentation.
All right.
If you have any questions
I'm going to start with the board, and we'll start down on this side tonight. Mr. Rickards, I'm going to start with you first.
You start with me first? Well,
to
thank
my
you.
Right tonight.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thank you, Mr. Witzel, for reminding me what I had said quite a while ago. I wish you would talk to my wife and kids and let them know my decisions were made years ago, too, for the best of their welfare also, and my decisions were made best for the county also. The concern I have, of course, you know, I'm going to ask you some questions. is how do you propose to get access? It looks like to me that you have something like 16.1 tenths of a foot. Is that correct? Or are you, I don't see where you can go around the other way with a motorhome and your pickup.
I will let Mr. Silcott answer that, Mr. Rickard. The access to the proposed building.
Straight in, there's an existing driveway here. In fact, that's,
oh, okay.
That's an old van that is sitting in the driveway. I've since gotten rid of it, but when the picture was taken, it was sitting there. There's a cedar tree here, and there's trees there. It's kind of hard to see, but it's under those trees.
Okay. So that's where your access is going to be?
Yes, sir. Now, in order to get the motorhome in there, if I'm granted the variance, I'm going to have to cut all those trees down.
I thought there was some kind of adjustment that you would probably have to make to
motorhome
in there.
Yes, sir.
So that's what you're going to have to do. You have to check
sir.
You're going to make do by cutting those trees down.
Yes, sir.
Your sheds, you're going to keep the other sheds, right? They're in compliance. They're under 600 square feet.
Yes, sir. One is a garage for my wife's car. And the other one, as Mr. Witzel stated, it's like my hobby building, I guess you'd call it.
Your hobby building?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, okay. All right. I have no other questions.
All right. Thank you. Mr. Bourbon?
No questions.
Mr. Hudson?
No questions.
Mr. Melton?
The motorhome is not really 10 foot wide, is it?
It's probably close to that. I've never actually measured it. It's a bigger Class A. It's a Tiffin. What they call a big rig. It's not as wide as a bus because it has a real big.
It fills the width of a 9 foot road.
Oh yes, sir. Yes, okay. Sir.
I know, and I'm just giving you a hard time.
Oh, okay. I do know it is because I hadn't figured this when I was figuring the size of the walls I want on my building. It is 12 foot 10 inches tall to the top of the air conditioners.
Sure.
They feel like 15 feet when they go by me on my bicycle.
Oh, yeah. I bet so. Yeah, but that gives you a little boost, right?
If I get behind them.
Yeah. Thank you. No other questions.
Mr. Chair?
Yeah. Just two. Where is the front property line in regards to edge of paving? Is there a distance there? Do you know?
Yes, sir. I don't know the exact measurement, but there's a marker. Here's the edge of the road. Probably right about where my finger is, concrete marker. And then there's another one back here, but the actual property line in the back is center line of the ditch that you can't see in the picture for it because it's grown up.
So what you're saying is the edge of paving for Bucks Branch Road does not match up to the front property line. There's some grass area between the two?
A little bit of a right-of-way, I guess you'd call it.
How much would you say is there?
From the edge of the road to that marker, I'd say 6, maybe 8 feet.
Okay. And second question I've got is, you've heard the statements made by Mr. Witzel.
Yes.
And you believe those to be true and correct?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mr. Sharp.
Okay. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion. Excuse me.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11,838. The applicant certainly has addressed the criteria for a variance and have done it very well. Uniqueness of the property is very apparent when you look up at the screen there. You can see that's like a dagger or an arrow or whatever you want to call it. It cannot otherwise be developed. That's correct. There's no possibility that they can get anything in there that would accommodate a motorhome and a motorhome exactly would be the 40 by 50 application, and the pickup would just fit in there also. The It's not created by the applicant. This is what he has to work with, and the size of the property will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. We have a letter in that support, and also it's a minimum variance that would give the applicant relief.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11,838. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickard?
Aye for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,838 is approved.